We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Thanks to record low interest rates, as well as Australia's success at beating the coronavirus, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg last night handed down a budget that would have been unimaginable just 6 months ago, and which, with an election in the offing, challenges Labor on its home turf. Pointing to a future where the economy will be supported by tradies, manufacturing and digital skills, Mr. Frydenberg noted that in the 7 months since the government's last budget, things had improved far more than ever he or Treasury had ever thought possible. Tax cuts and incentives were high on the list, as were a number of measures to build Australia's skills base, both in high-tech and blue-collar sectors of the economy. New South Wales will also have particular cause to celebrate the budget, with $43.5 billion expected to flow to the state. If you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to The Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. 80,000 elderly Australians languishing on waiting lists will get the care they need to stay in their own homes in historic once-in-a-generation reform. And if they need to move to a nursing home, they will find more beds available, a nurse in every home, and there'll be extra scrutiny of dodgy providers. Ending the stain of shameful neglect of elderly nursing home residents uncovered by the Aged Care Royal Commission will cost an unprecedented $17.7 billion. Health Minister Greg Hunt described the deal as the largest package in Australia's history and said the reforms would deliver respect, care and dignity to our senior Australians who built our nation. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Students in the state's Catholic schools are getting more one-on-one time with their teachers compared to a decade ago as the sector surges in popularity with parents. But public schools across the state are getting less FaceTime with teachers after the ratio of children to staff went from 14.1 to 1. In 2018 to 14.9 last year. Catholic schools improved their ratio dramatically from 15.3 students for every teacher in 2010 to 13.9 pupils for every staff member last year. While across the board the sector improved, St. Therese Catholic Primary School in Mascot had the state's highest ratio of kids to staff, with 22.9 children for every full-time teacher last year. And the Department of Public Prosecutions says no decision has been made on the future of Jack DeBellin's sexual assault case, but a prominent Sydney lawyer said his gut feeling was that the DPP would proceed to a third trial. That would be devastating news for DeBellin, who's already spent more than 2 years on the sidelines after being stood down under the no-fault stand-down policy. The NRL yesterday confirmed the St. George Illawarra forward would remain on the sidelines as he awaits a decision on whether he will face court for a third time on sexual assault charges. DeBellin has also been prevented from taking up a new deal with the Dragons while facing those serious charges. DeBellin and his co-accused Callan Sinclair were found not guilty on one charge, but the jury was split on the remaining five. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Park Lee Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.